Time for another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. And good morning to you.
Good morning, JR. How are you?
Not too bad. Can't wait for the weather to get a little bit warmer.
We've got this up
all weekend long, on through next week as well. But we are on the throes of finishing out January today, and we've got February around the corner. You've got 2 months.
You have 2 months.
To make some changes.
Exactly. So January, February, and to the end of March is what we call open enrollment. So what that means is if you have a plan and that's not working out for you for one reason or another, maybe your doctor dropped it, maybe you know the benefits aren't what you think they were, whatever it is, you have one more opportunity to make a change, and you should absolutely look at doing that.
Well, a lot of people, they should be pretty much settled, but there's always that possibility that something changes. Like you just said, maybe their doctor doesn't carry it anymore. All of a sudden, boom, guess what? They go in and they say, guess what? We don't carry you.
We don't handle that insurance any longer.
Right? If you decide you're going to make a move, well, if you make a move, that doesn't matter when you do that. I mean, as far as it's not like you got to have it done by end of March, no. But other things that you need to have done by the end of March, the like-to-like change, that's always good if someone wants to do that as well.
That's right. You can do a like-to-like change, like go from HMO to a PPO, or PPO to an HMO, or HMO to HMO, PPO to PPO, or even return to original Medicare.
Don't try that for me 3 times real fast.
I actually did that pretty good, didn't I?
You did. Welcome to the comedy. But that's what happens. They can do that.
They can. And, you know, we still have some stragglers out there that did get letters and had their plan canceled. Had a gentleman in my office yesterday. He goes, I don't remember ever getting a letter. Now, he is one of my clients. And I called every single one of them that didn't reach out to me during the annual enrollment period.
Right.
Somehow I missed him. And I think the reason I missed him is because he has the same name as someone else. I mean, I actually have some clients who have exactly the same name. So
really?
Yeah, I missed him. And he called. He goes, I went into the emergency room and they told me I don't have insurance.
Oh, geez.
And he said, I don't remember getting a letter. Well, I know that he did, but you know, mail can happen, loss, whatever happened. But when I went into a site and the letter was there. So when you log, let's say you belong to XYZ company.
Right.
As a member of that company, you can create your account with that company. So you can see what letters that have been sent to you. They're all going to be there.
Now, if there are those stragglers and they did get that letter, they've got it only until the end of February to get that done.
That's right. They've got till the end of February.
Okay.
To get that done. Now, that doesn't mean I can't help them after the end of February, but that's the last I can use that as an excuse to move. Because that particular letter gives them a free pass. They can actually join a supplement. Now, supplements are allowed to underwrite, but they can't underwrite these folks. They can't look at their health history. That's what I mean by underwrite. They can't. If they have that letter where their plan was terminated, they're guaranteed issue. So that letter is real important if you are thinking, even for a moment, that you want to go to a Medigap or a supplement.
So you have to get that stuff squared because, and answer this as well, if they go past the end of February and they lollygag March, April, May, they're going to get penalized, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So you're going to, well, for Part D, meaning your prescription drug plan. Mm-hmm. So if let's say they got returned to original Medicare because that's what happened to these people on January 1st. So he doesn't realize because he hasn't gone to fill a prescription that he also does not have a drug plan. Now he has Part B, which is your Parts A and Part B. He has Part B, so he won't be penalized for Part B, but he doesn't have a drug plan. So he will be penalized for not having a drug plan. Luckily, we caught it in time, so there won't be any penalty for him. Think of the off chance that this happened, that he got sick and had to go to the emergency room. He probably wouldn't have known because most people don't go see a doctor maybe every 3 months or maybe every 6 months. But he happened to go to the emergency room for, something happened to him and discovered he didn't have insurance. You didn't know.
You imagine the panic?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, goodness. See, this is what you need to do. If you're not sure, and if you do need to make the changes, give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. You can also go on the website, kecinsuranceservices.com. kecinsuranceservices.com. Past programs, all kinds of great information on the site. You can even send Kathy an email through that as well.
You can send me if you just have questions, go ahead. I'll email you back and answer your questions because it comes directly to me.
and you've got a couple more people in the office. You got some other agents to help out.
I have two agents that are there solid. I mean, they're not always in the office because they're working at, you know, different venues, doing, meet and greets and stuff like that. But they're both Donna and Liz are in the office. And of course, Teresa's there for the time being. And I have a new gal taking over for Teresa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Teresa wants to retire.
Okay. Put the feet up. Take care of business.
Exactly.
Yes. She's done wonders for you, though.
Oh, she has. She's been wonderful. And, you know, very lucky that she was one of the second person I interviewed. And she's done a really, really good job.
No, she's from New York. It's a joke, people. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Now, also, too, can't stress this enough. If you're coming up on 65, where do I go from there? What happens? What do I need to do? You need to get in touch with Kathy 3 to 4 months
ahead of time.
Ahead of time. And explain what they need to do.
Well, understand, most people will delay their Social Security until their full retirement age. We're looking at about 10, maybe 15% that want to take it early. Most people don't. So if you choose not to take your Social Security, guess what? And you're coming up on 65, you have to apply for your Part B, meaning physically apply for it through SSA.gov. It takes Social Security sometimes 4 to 6 weeks to get that, you know, get you signed up for Part B so that you have your Part B when you need it, like on your birth month. You are eligible for Medicare on your 65th birth month. Now, your birthday might be July 30th, but guess what? July 1st is your first day of coverage under Medicare. So that's why I always say 4 to 6 weeks, because they ask for at least 4 to 6 weeks. Sometimes it takes longer because there's a glitch in the system. I had a gentleman in there, and I've never seen this one before. So he was in yesterday. He has two last names, and his Medicare card has one name on it. And when I went ahead and processed his application, put it through, the companies do a data match through Medicare, and that data match comes back with a different name. So I'm trying to sign him up for, you know, other programs like low income subsidy. It stops me because it's not matching.
Really?
The two names do not match. So in his case, he has to go, even though he's been down to Social Security, he has a new Social Security card with his right name on it. He has to go back down there and get all the systems to meet up and have the correct information
and to
in
link
there.
All
because he
together.
Can't sign up for anything until things match.
Now, how long does that process take?
Sometimes it takes a long time because the person at Social Security might say, yeah, I got it. But then when you, you know, a month later go into the system to get it to match.
Nothing.
Nothing's there. So I don't understand whether they didn't input the information or it didn't pass through all the systems. Hard to know, but that's something I can't do for them. They may have to go down there, and that can be a process.
What bothers me is, okay, he's got two last names. What the heck happened growing up?
Well, he was adopted. So when he was adopted, he had one name in the system. Of course, when you're born, you're assigned a Social Security number, right? Under the name you were born under.
Okay.
He was adopted later and changed his last name.
Okay.
The system has one name, and all of his other paperwork has another.
Now, since he was adopted, couldn't he have just put that adopted name on the back end of his first and last name?
You could do a hyphenated name, but that has to go through the system.
Okay. I'm trying to comprehend this. So this poor guy has been getting run through the ringer.
Yeah. It is. It's quite complicated. Yes.
And this could take a bit for it to clear.
It's going to take because they have to match up all systems. We don't understand it, but all of us have, our information is in multiple systems out there. We're in the Medicare system. We're in the Social Security system. We're in multiple systems. And those things all have to match up.
That's amazing how that happens. I mean, people just are going out of their minds, probably going, why? So he is 65.
Yes, just turned 65.
Just turned 65. So he wants to start collecting Social Security or at least get Medicare.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants both.
Okay. He's going to take his Social Security at 65. He wants to get the Medicare, the drug plan and all that. And all of a sudden he hit the roadblock. Cause different
can't
names.
Do it. Nothing matches
I can't
up.
Believe nothing beforehand for certain ways where he was working, all this kind of stuff. They were able to take money out, for Social Security. Okay. On his paycheck. But then they got the names goofed.
Yeah. Like the names don't match up. So he has to get that straightened out. And you always got to make sure you allow enough time. that if something does happen and there's a glitch in the system, such as maybe birth date's wrong or middle initial missing or something. Sometimes it's really silly and minor, but if the systems don't match, then they're going to stop you and you have to go down there and prove that you are in fact you. Now, when you sign up for Medicare, you have to create a My Social Security account.
Right.
I encourage everyone to do that. Just create one and make sure that you have all of your passwords in a safe place and be able to get onto that system. Because that's what you have to do when you apply for Medicare. You have to go through SSA.gov, click on Apply for Medicare. And what it's going to do is ask you a series of questions, and it's going to require that you log on to My Social Security account before it will open up that application. So it's critical that you have that My Social Security account. The security on that's pretty tough.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really tough. Because now you have to actually take a picture of your driver's license front and back. Then you also have to do a selfie. And it uploads itself. It's pretty cool the way it does that because you don't have to upload it. You can do it right from your smartphone. It uploads itself. And then they won't let you move forward until these things match. They use facial recognition to make sure everything matches. And then once it does, they'll allow you to move forward. Only with codes that go back and forth to your, to your text or to your email. So it's very, very secure, and you have to make sure that you do it the way they want you to do it.
I know it's secure, and it's like an act of Congress to get into this mess. Now
it's frustrating because it's a lot more difficult than I think it needs to be.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
But it's very difficult to get in.
I understand with the modern technology, and this is what bothers me about this. I understand, with having to go through the system to get through to the site, et cetera, and everything is secure and all this. Why does it take forever and a day for some of this stuff once you get through for everything to be approved? This is what I can't understand, because back in the day, they did the paper thing and did the mail. Because when you sit down with Kathy, she's got three ways to send this stuff to get you started.
That's if I have to do it by paper. Now, in some cases, I have no choice because the system won't open up. There's something wrong in the electronic system.
Okay.
To where it won't open up for them. In that case, I have to do a paper application. Now, there is a paper application on the SSA.gov website that you can print out and send in. When I send it in for someone, I also send it in with their employment verification form. Now, that form is needed if somebody has exceeded their 65th birthday,
right,
and remained employed and remained on their employer's health care plan. Then provided it's credible coverage. So that employer verification form tells Social Security that they've had credible coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they will relieve the penalty. Because understand, when you turn 65 and you haven't signed up for Part B, you are accruing a penalty until this letter forgives it. So you have to have it. It's crucial.
That's why we say do this well in advance of that 65th birthday. And then you just give Kathy what you want to do. For the simple fact, you said a lot of people are waiting. When you first started this years ago,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people took it at 62, correct?
Oh, yeah. People took it as soon as they could get it. Now they're not doing that. They're waiting until their full retirement age. Currently, your full retirement age is 67.
Right.
And once you reach that 67th birthday, then, or birth month, then you can continue to earn money through work and not worried about how much you earn. Because between the 62nd birthday and the 67th birthday,
you're limited.
You're limited in what you can earn before they start taking some of your Social Security back. So the rule is $1 for every $2 Social Security gives you, you have to return if you exceed the numbers. I believe currently it's $28,000.
You've had clients over the years. People get burned like that?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. Ooh. Quite a few people do that.
And was it that they were clueless at it? Or
they didn't realize that they were going to be limited on what they can earn.
Because nobody was there to help them out like you would.
You're right. Once you get past 67, then it doesn't matter what you earn. There's no more penalty. You can earn whatever, and you're not going to have to pay back that Social Security. Now, it doesn't mean it's not going to be taxable.
Well, you just heard the president on the thing in Iowa yesterday about taking no tax on Social Security.
No tax on Social Security up to certain amounts.
I
mean, there is a cap on that.
Oh, there is a cap on that. You happen to know what that is?
I don't.
Okay.
No, but I know that I'm pretty sure I looked up my own and saw that I'm okay.
Yeah, well, then I'm okay then, too.
You're definitely okay.
But those are always good to know those things, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is why Kathy will sit down with you. I mean, it can be a long, arduous process, but then it can also be a walk in the park. Everybody's different. Everybody is different.
Everybody is different. And I try to make it as easy and simple as possible for people to get what they need to get in place legally.
Right.
Of course. Because nobody wants to pay a penalty and nobody doesn't want to have coverage when they need it. If you need it for some kind of medical reason, or even if you don't have a medical reason, Medicare is a good thing. And the health care plans that go with Medicare are all really good.
You know, so give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. Well, we've been doing this program for a long time. And you're saying, well, maybe that's kind of a dumb question.
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Trust me, Kathy has heard them all, okay? And there's always surprises in there because everybody's situation is different.
But everybody has a different set of criteria.
But please, especially if you're going to do the Social Security thing and Medicare, okay? The 3 to 4 months in advance gives you a little bit of a window. You can even, if you just got a question about this thing, oh, I'm going to be 65 come July, August, whatever. Get a jump on that. At least get answers.
Yeah.
Then you can start the ball rolling 3 to 4 months out.
Line yourself up.
Right.
I mean, you know what kind of documents you're going to need. You're going to know, when exactly you have to do this. But line yourself up. Even if you're a year out, call me. I can tell you what you need to do to make sure that you are prepared when that time comes so that it's a lot more simple and you don't end up being delayed because of some kind of glitch in the system.
Kathy and I, been doing this program with her, boy, I set my thing up early as far as we get to near the time to when I need to sit down with you. And everything was smooth. You got a couple of glitches in there, a little panic. The button wasn't pushed, but we were doing good. That's why the 3 to 4 months is perfect, for the simple fact if there are some issues.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people you have, zoom, they zip right through. Everything's good. They're locked and loaded.
Right.
Okay.
I've had both extremes. I've had, unbelievably, somebody applied for Medicare Part A and B, also Social Security at the same time, got it in 7 days. I was the first time ever that ever happened. 7 days. Had the number, had everything done. Like, I don't even understand how that could happen. And then in other instances, I've had people take the full 3 months. And then on the
Mine
last.
Was close.
Yeah, yours was close. Yep. The full 3 months, and then actually went into the fourth month before they figured out what was wrong with it and issued their Part A and B. It wasn't anything they did wrong. It was that somebody at Social Security, dropped the ball.
See.
And you never know. They are human beings. They make human mistakes.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. And I really understand that. But some people get really bent out of whack. Just slow down. And, Kathy can only do so much. You got to go through the chain of command with a lot of these things to get things, approved, getting the ball rolling for them to start the process. My thing is, if you need some help with this stuff, Kathy's been doing it. we always say, for a long time. And she can help you out with the ins and outs. It's amazing how many people that you've taken care of that to clean up someone else's mess yeah. with some of these things that they had no idea because nobody told them.
Yes. That's, I hear that more than anything.
That's amazing.
Like, why didn't anyone tell me?
Right.
Well, you know what? When we call Social Security and we say, hey, you know, why are we being penalized? We were never told. Social Security will flat out tell you ignorance of the law is no excuse. So they rely on you to do your own research because they don't advise you. They just do not.
They have to answer questions if you have them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But like Kathy has said before, with some of these people that get turned away, you know, Kathy will help you out. She'll give you the questions to go in there loaded for bear.
Right. I'm gonna dig deep and try and find out what exactly is the issues so that I can give you advice on what questions to ask. I need to know. There's a lot of things I need to know. Like, you know, what did you have 40 quarters of work history? That's 10 years. As long as you worked and paid taxes for 10 years, you're eligible. You have your time in. But if you didn't, let's say you were raising kids and you were married, as long as you were married for 10 years, you can draw Social Security and Medicare off of your spouse. So it doesn't matter
really?
If it's an ex-spouse or a current spouse, you're still eligible. So I had, you know, many people come to me and say, you know, I'm not eligible for Medicare because I never worked. I stayed home and took care of the kids. I said, were you married? Well, yes. How long were you married? 30 years. I said, you are eligible. You're going to get Medicare and Social Security. That's what you've got to go in loaded to ask when you apply. Because yes, you are eligible, and yes, you can draw Social Security and Medicare.
Kathy told us a story some time back about a lady that worked for her husband. They ran a business, and she took care of the books and et cetera, et cetera. And then she went to go get Social Security and all that stuff, and they shot her down. So Kathy gave her the questions to ask. Boom.
Yes, she got both. Yeah, because she didn't take a paycheck.
Right.
All of the income, which was, you know, 1099 income, came to in her husband's name. So everything was on his work history, not on hers. And so she says, I can't get Medicare. Yes, you can.
Yeah. See, so you can ask those questions. Trust mm-hmm. me. Okay. You know, you can make an appointment. Kathy, you can go to her office. That's at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard. That is in the Forest Oaks Plaza at the corner of Highway 19 and Forest Oaks, down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. You can't miss it. And she'll take, you can sit down in the office. She'll meet you wherever convenient. But make that call. Nothing is stupid. Make the call. And that's 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. The website is kecinsuranceservices.com. Kathy, when you sit down with these people, we've got a couple minutes left here, you ask them what their lifestyle is, especially if they're going to go into Medicare.
That's important.
What do you do? What kind of medications you're on, et cetera? You give
right.
them the whole thing.
Yep. I mean, show up at my office loaded with information. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know what doctors you have and which ones you are not willing to give up. Maybe they are treating you for something for a long period of time. You don't want to give up those doctors. I need to know what you're taking. Because
right.
when you walk out of my office and you choose a plan, I want you to know what you're going to pay for your prescription drugs when mm-hmm. you go to the pharmacy. I don't want that to be a big surprise. So I want to run those numbers for you so that you're aware.
Yeah, you'll find out some answers. And you won't be disappointed because Kathy will do an in-depth look on a lot of things for you. Just if you need to. Call. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, the website is kecinsuranceservices.com. Phone number is 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. You'll do good. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Kath, we'll do this again in two.
Got it. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.